Talking with Chris Moore right now. Of course, he is the head football coach for the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. They wrap up the week 8 games through the first 8 weeks of the season. Coach, not sure. Have you guys decided yet playing a week 9 or anything?
No. At this time, we've had a couple teams reach out to us, and we've declined just because of how the season's kind of went with all the injuries and stuff. And we got some kids sick right now, too. So, none of those are in our favor.
And that's the reason why I brought it up, Coach. I had a feeling that's one of been the keys for you guys all year long is the injury bug. It bit you early in the season, and it has not gone away. What are you looking like numbers-wise as you close out the Week 8 game here against Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton?
Yeah, we lost Gabe over last week in the first quarter, and he dislocated his shoulder, and he's out and waiting some results on that. So yeah, we're down there, and we still got 3 guys out with the broken bones. But we'll have still 18 kids suited up, but a lot of those are some freshmen and stuff. So, we're hanging in there and doing the best we can.
What are you looking to take away then from this game tonight, coming up on Friday?
It's a playoff game for Exira. They got to win, and they get in. We're going to play the spoiler. We're using that to fuel us. And obviously, it's the last game for our seniors on the home field. So it's a special night for them. We have parents' night, and we do a really neat thing with the senior parent, the senior dads. They walk down the steps with their son. So that's a really special opportunity for those kids and their dad.
How do you have the kid fight through the emotion? Because that's going to be really emotional to then once the game kicks off to kind of get focused.
That sense of pride, that's what they're playing for. They're playing for themselves, their family, and their community. So, they should be able to be pretty hyped up for that.
A little bit of a rivalry game with you guys and Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton as well. I would imagine that there's been some really great matchups between the two of you guys over the years. Has there been any discussion of that or anything this week leading into this game?
Not really. Once again, it's just a common opponent through the Rolling Valley Conference or, baseball and basketball. The kids go back and forth, all the time. And then, I got great respect for Coach Peterson and he's a coach I rely on and, lean on for, support and some questions at times. And, we have that aspect too. And then, it's our key to, spoil their playoff hopes. So.
And absolutely, they win. They've got that shot to get in. Coach, how much fun would that be for you guys? And not what would it be for this program to be able to close out the season with a win, even through all the injuries that you've had?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said before, send the seniors on a good note. And then also, too, that just builds for next year for the program and, a good stepping stone leading up to next season. And then – obviously, too, lead into the off-season workout, motivate the kids a little more to get bigger and faster and stronger.
Coach, you mentioned Coach Peterson. The Spartans are led by Coach Peterson as well, but also led on the field by a Peterson. The young man kind of does a little bit of everything for him. What have you seen from him? How do you guys try to have him not be the guy that hurts you comes up on Friday night?
Yeah, definitely. He does it all for him, whether it's, throwing the ball or running the ball. We got to limit his game to, make him one-dimensional. Either, get after him and take away the passing game or really shut down the run game and make him lean on the pass game, which, that's going to be our goal, number one goal there, and because we feel good with our back five there on our defense. And so, we're just going to limit him, but he's a strong, scrappy kid. And like you said, too, just does it all. Pretty headsy kid, too, and sees the field well and understands the game. And so we'll have our hands full containing him.
Why do you feel like your secondary has been so good this year? Because it has been.
Yeah, just senior led back there with Easton and Tanner. and then Tanner's younger brother, freshman Wyatt Oswald, has played back there all year for us from week one, and really just grown at that corner and linebacker position for us. So, you know, just great leadership is the biggest thing back there, and an experience.
Coach, when you guys have the ball, what are you hoping to be? What do you think you'll be able to do against their defense, and what do you expect to see out of the Spartans defensively?
You know, we're hoping to be able to throw the ball. I've, you know, really leaned on that this year and had great success with that. Tanner's done a great job, and then, you know, Easton and Preston and Peyton Betts have done a really good job in the receiving end for us. So we're going to lean on the pass game, and you know, they're going to bring pressure. We're a little inexperienced up front there. We're shuffling some guys around yet for Friday night. And so they're going to be bringing pressure, and Tanner's got to be able to recognize that. And we're going to have, you know, maybe some hot calls that we'll go to the, you know, get the ball out of his hands quicker or slide our line over to give some better protection and give a chance for Tanner to see the field and make a good play for us.
Do you feel like you might need to get him out of the pocket a little bit?
Definitely. He's got to be ready to use his wheels. You know, he needs to do a little bit of a job of that, sensing that pressure and getting down there. You know, Tanner's a tough kid, and he's done an awesome job for us back there. And so I expect just nothing but another great night for him.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guy's looking forward to catching up with you on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
Yep, Jeff, appreciate the coverage as always, and go CRB.
You bet. Head Coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Again, they host Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton on Senior Night coming up on Friday night.